and political rights, and of course the right to development. This commitment has been reflected in Chile's support to the Declaration on Development of 1986 and the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development in 1992 and the 1993 Vienna Declaration and Programme of Action. As we mentioned at the 21st session of the Working Group on the Right to Development in May, Chile reiterates its position in the sense that to achieve a binding instrument on the right to development, it's essential that there's broad consensus within the international community on the need to draft a treaty on this topic. Furthermore, drafting this instrument could be weakened rather than strengthened if we do not have consensus. Chile considers that during the Working Group on the Right to Development, we have not seen this consensus clearly. This lack of consensus, therefore, has led Chile to abstain from participating in drafting a binding instrument on the right to development. However, Chile will continue supporting the right to development, and we will continue attending the sessions of the Working Group. Finally, we would appeal to states to generate broad consensus to foster the right to development along with other human rights under an approach that considers that this right is universal, indivisible, interdependent, and interrelated. We should not see hierarchies between other rights that are enshrined in international human rights treaties. I thank you.